Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? What's up, guys? It's me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, coming to you with the master of mayhem himself.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Tuesday. Happy Fig Guys. Happy everything, man. Having a good time here. Tom, I'm pumped, man. We got a stacked show. We got a massive surprise for Unbox with us.
We do.
Kind of a surprise. Little teaser over on the
social media. Then you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't let that fool you, because we're ready to roll over here. It's going to be a good time. Tom zooming and booming.
I'm trying to fix this stupid camera. I
got blurry. We were messing around. We were having some fun.
I don't know. It's just annoying. Every freaking week.
Nah, you look great. It's all good.
All right. Well, I'm out of proportion. I had it set perfectly. I hit go live and boom, camera resolution changes.
He's here to chew bubble gum and be in proportion, and he's all out of proportion and bubble gum.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's all good, man. What's up, Tom? How you doing, man?
I am well. I'm in the middle of finally redoing my basement, as you know. 2 days I've been working on it, trying to organize stuff, and I just got figures coming out the gazoo. And it could be – I have no money, but I have a lot of figures. More than 6 or 7 or 8 figures.
The worst problems to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll take the figures over the money for the most part.
Listen, if you want to measure how rich you are by figures, I'm very rich.
You are. And friendships. You're like super rich. You're like a billionaire.
I'm a zillionaire.
You're a zillionaire.
Watch out, Jeff Bezos and all the other Elon Musks.
Yeah. So. Soon we're going to be buying figures from Tom exclusively.
I got more figures than they do.
and they got exclusivity rights. That's saying something. Yeah.
Mike.
What's up, Bob?
Why don't you tell the people, so we can jump into it, that we are a podcast?
Yes, sirs and ma'ams out there listening to the show, we are a podcast, and we're available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms, and that podcast drops on Wednesdays mornings. By the time you wake up, you'll be able to listen, unless you're like a really, really, really early bird, right? Because if you're like going to work at 2 a.m., that's not happening for anybody, but you got something to look forward to, because if you head on over to thefigguys.com, you'll get all the links for all the things you need for all of your podcasty goodness, your Fig Guys goodness, and everything else in between. So yes, we're available at Apple, Spotify. I mean, what else? iHeartRadio.
Everywhere you see your favorite podcasts, we are there. Just search official Fig Guys. It'll pop up. You'll see our LJN faces, right?
So. Yeah, coming soon to Neuralink, probably. Maybe. I don't know. The thing that the chip they put in your brain that you can work things. I
would
hope
our
podcast.
That's for sure.
After hearing me say Wardlow a few times, you're going to need a chip in your brain.
A chip on my shoulder. I got a chip in my brain.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. But yeah, man, it's you guys get all the goodness from us. So that's the best part, man.
Absolutely.
I'm thrown off because I didn't get to see the video in the beginning.
Oh,
it said it was my browser didn't support it, so like I missed the whole hype train. Yeah, it was weird. It happens once in a while, but
okay,
frustrating. But we're good. We're here. We're live, pal.
We are live. Speaking of being live, we have guests joining us today.
Yes, if you guys didn't see the awesome YouTube thumbnail or our social post, we have probably the best group of action figure photographers, mainly wrestling figure photographers, coming on to talk about one of the biggest projects put together, I think, on wrestling figure photography, the whole spectrum, man. We're blowing it out of the water here, but please, right. let's not wait any longer. Let's introduce them to the crew.
Wait, we need to play a bumper for them.
But let me get the name out there. We have the Click. We're going to throw the two sweets up there. Let's get them in here and talk action figures, photography, and everything else in between. It's time for the What's up?
What's up, guys? What's up? I think Casey's joining soon.
Yes. No, he was hoping you popping in, man. But wow, we're doing great, man. How are you doing? Welcome to Fig Guys. Thanks for joining us, man. We are super excited to talk all about the Monday
Thanks
the
for having
Night
me.
Wars collab that we got going. Yeah. So please introduce yourself to the audience, man. Oh, hell yeah, indeed.
First of all, hello from Germany. It's 1 a.m. here in the morning. And yeah, I'm part of the clique, basically the collab clique. That's how we found the name. I'm one part of those. We're a total of six people right now. We were five until last week, and we added a new member, that's going to stay in the group. His name is Heel Turn Toys. My name's Jules. I'm from Germany, and I just love fake photography, and this kind of all happened, came together, started a few years ago. I met this guy called Chester, Monday Night Era. We started with collabs, and it got bigger and bigger. Just, yeah, that's how it all came together.
I love it, man. Absolutely awesome. It's so cool to see my favorite. I love action figure photography, but I love to see the community effort put into it even more so. And it's awesome to see these collabs. And, I mean, you guys have graciously invited me to be a part of this huge collab, man. If you'd like, please explain to the people what's the hype behind it? What's going on? And what's all the details behind it, man?
It's a longer story, actually. Like, we've been doing collabs about, we all share this passion for Attitude Era, the greatest era in wrestling, of course, and the whole Monday Night Wars. So we kind of started collabs, as I said, maybe 1.5. With like Greatest Stars, Greatest Raw, and then we had this idea, hey, why not do something about the whole Monday Night Wars and invite a lot of guests, like all the best in the scene. Like, I think we have a total of this ongoing collab right now. So what we're doing is we're basically covering certain superstars from that era, either WWF, WWE, CW. And each week we cover a different superstar, and our lot get.
Nope. Uh-oh. Little technical
just
difficulties.
Add our shots. So it basically helps.
He's back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're
freezing up on us.
I'm sorry.
You're a little freezing. Oh, it's all good.
Where did you? Oh, where did you lose me? Wait, let me check something. I got you.
Yeah.
No
just
worries.
A second. Oh yeah,
he is broadcasting live from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as you can see, German internet is very bad. No, you should have me again.
Hell yeah!
All right,
not as good as the beer.
Where did you lose?
There we go. You're back.
Go.
I'm back.
Let's start it over a little bit. Let's give
the whole story again. All right, what we're doing is basically we are covering this whole Monday Night Era. So every week we showcase a different star from that time, like either WCW or WWF, and for that we brought in a lot of guests. So we're a total of 19 people now. Each week, different superstar. We already had Taker. We had DDP. I think we're going to look at a lot of shots today, too, so you can see what we're actually doing. So what we thought is, let's bring in the whole community. Let's do this as a team, because that's what it's all about to me. Like, it's about the team effort. It's about doing stuff together as a team. And it works, man. We're networking. We're talking. We're giving each other advice. We got this group going on. You're part of it, Mike, so you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's a lot of interaction, communication. But basically, we just want to relive that era. We just want to relive the greatest era in wrestling. Like, in
ooh, the golden era.
The golden era?
Yeah.
My golden era was from 96 to 2001.
No, the actual golden era is the 80s.
Yeah, so each week... I know. It's just my golden era. No disrespect. So many people share this passion for this era, and it's talked about a lot. Like, so many people talk about the Monday Night Wars still to this day. We even got a whole figure line about it. So it's it never gets old. It's always up to date. It's always fun to talk about it, to like get new figures from that era to showcase them. And what's also cool is now we got such a big variety of many different characters, and why not display them in a figure photography collab, so and get all these artists together. Like, that's such a cool thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's a beautiful thing to see everybody come together with the same mindset.
Am I still having technical difficulties?
No, you're fine.
Is it all right? You're good. Is the stream running? This is going beautiful now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as I said, man, we try to cover each star. We still have, I think we have, so far we had 15 episodes each Sunday. So each Sunday we gather together. We just drop one super or six picture, always 5 to 6. It depends. Yeah, we have 15 so far, so 4 more go.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So.
Yeah.
What's up?
He's back.
Maybe. There you are. Yeah, he's back.
Maybe. I am so sorry. This is terrible. Like, I've never experienced something like that.
It's all good.
It happens.
We always say it's not a fig, guys, unless there's a little technical difficulties while we're live.
That is definitely the truth.
Yeah, but if you feel like you got to switch away, man. We ain't going nowhere. We got plenty to go through and plenty to talk about.
We could start the news while he's...
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm always down for some news.
I switched to my mobile, so not out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It'd be better now.
Be back. Or not.
I'm sorry.
No.
Wait, it
happens.
Let me get on another Wi-Fi. I got another
Wi-Fi. No worries.
All good.
Yeah. Let's say hi to the awesome people in the chat.
Trailer Park Cinderella found us through the Instagram Reels, man. Thanks for joining. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for rocking and rolling with us. Appreciate it, man. Realm of Toys, what's going on? Part of the collab, which is awesome, man. Good to see you here. We got Don the Bomb. What up? Speaking of what's up, I got to open my damn Dudley Ultimate still.
Me too.
I haven't even got around to it.
I got it. Trust me. I got it. I haven't even brought them like downstairs from my basement yet, because I said I'm not bringing all my Christmas stuff down until everything is organized down here.
That's probably a smart idea.
Still sitting in the living room. No,
yeah. And we got Goldberg in the house.
Goldberg.
Not Bill. No concussions.
My favorite Goldberg.
Yes.
You don't have to duck with this guy.
Well, as long as he's not throwing cameras. Yeah. Well, it's awesome, man. So it's good to see everybody partaking. Yeah. Now you're here. It's we always go through the technical difficulties. It's either Tom's stuff going crazy or my stuff going crazy. So don't sweat it too much, man. But before we talk about the whole thing, while we're waiting for Midnight Thrasher to get in here and talk with us as well, why don't we hop into some news? You down with some news?
Let's go. Where'd it go? I had it ready. And I
absolutely always ready.
Let's do some news. Mike, tell them who the news is brought to them by today.
Well, my goodness, if you guys are out here collecting like us, if you guys are part of the whole, you know, wrestling figure world, you're not going to want to miss out on the awesome, awesome merchandise products. It's not merch. I mean, they do sell merchandise. They sell a merch booth. But our good friends over at FigureToyCompany.com has a plethora of all of your wrestling figure needs, from ring ropes to ring mats to, I mean, you name it. You can buy steel cages, shark cages. I mean, they have everything and anything that you could possibly need to fulfill your awesome pro wrestling action figure universe, man. So head on over to FigureToyCompany.com. Use code OfficialFig, guys, at checkout and save yourself 10% on your orders. You can get yourself some fans. You can get yourself the merch stand. That's upside down. Boom. There we go. I think I do that every week now. But yeah, they got so much good stuff, man, from camera guys to event staff. It really, really makes the whole picture perfect.
Mike.
Tom.
Let's give a huge shout out to Trailer Park Cinderella, who just donated $4.99 to our Whew. Slight Thank you so much. You don't have to do that, but we appreciate it. And nobody feel pressured. I was just setting up all the monetization this week.
Too sweetened.
But you will definitely be getting special shout outs if you're going to make a donation to us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Much, much appreciated. We got so much news today.
We got news. We got lots of news. We got so much good stuff, but not as good as the Good Brothers. See, that's a segue right there. Too sweet alert. The Good Brothers are officially coming to the Grapplers and Gimmicks, man. Machine Gun Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows will be including extra goodies as well. This is fantastic. Estimated time for shipping is Q3 of 2026. These are phenomenal, man. Super, super cool looking. Much too sweets. We should have got two sweets.
Yeah, with the two sweet hands. I wonder if they come with extra two sweet hands. That would be cool.
I love it, man.
But Gallows and Anderson, are they even wrestling now? I haven't seen them in so long. Like, what's they doing?
That's a good question. I did recently see
Festus just popped up somewhere. Did you see that all over social media?
I did. I had to do the tongue. Yeah, you got to do the tongue when you're talking about Festus, man.
Come back, you never knew you needed.
Right, these look awesome. Like, you know, we praise the retro so much.
We do. Yeah. We're not retro collectors, but man, you'll see more as we go through. They're doing some good stuff. Are you a retro collector, Jules?
Not at all. I only have the Hasbros. Like, I'm still a Hasbro guy. I have the old ones, but I'm so much like my pocket, my wallet is already. Drowning. I only collect elites and ultimates for now because, like, I gotta put a lid on that at some
Trust
point.
Trust me, we get it.
But like these, they got me kind of hooked. Like I'm gonna check out Smith Toys this week and see if I can get a hand on some LJNs at least.
Ooh, they're like amazing. It. LJNs absolutely like good. It. Yeah, these look great though. I absolutely love these. They look fantastic. Yeah.
They really
best Carl really Anderson's looked since he left WWE.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, but baby, let me tell you something here, because Sweet Sapphire is coming straight to you to the Grapplers and Gimmicks all over the place, man. I said Gimmicks. But multiple formats. We're not talking just retros, baby. We're talking all over. I mean, probably a Regime Sapphire.
Well,
to go with
multiple
your
versions of the retros. What is coming out right now?
I'm floating it. I want a Regime Sapphire to go with my Dusty Rhodes Ultimate Edition, baby.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah, sign me up for that. But this looks amazing. Sweet set. We were talking about how much it's we needed Sapphire in the line. Yeah, look at the likeness. She looks beautiful. Looks as beautiful as the last time she graced her presence on her screen. This is also estimated for Q3 2026. I'm looking forward to this. This is great.
Yeah, we do need a 6-inch to go with our Legends Dusties, and you know, we need. What about LJN Sapphire?
I would listen. I would take an LJN Sapphire. I want it for my LJN Dusty.
Yeah, I bet you need that'd it. Be perfect. Yeah.
That's what I want. To
open that rabbit hole.
Disney it gets pricey.
Too many figures around. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
I love it. It's fun to look at. That's the best part.
It is.
But that's not all coming from our good friend over at Hassle Toys, man, because we got the Regime Raven. More test prints. These are paint sample test prints only, not the final articulated version. But, I mean, if you are a fan of Raven, you're looking at this right now. This thing is a piece of art. This is a beautiful, beautiful looking Raven figure, man. Probably the best to date.
So good, dude. I'm so impressed by the head we showed off last week. And then seeing this week, I'm like, I'm going to have to order this. It looks so good.
Yeah. Look at the details on the face, the dimples, the beard. Go ahead.
It's amazing. I pre-ordered it and the Omnit. I just couldn't leave it. Had to
do
it.
Well, he's going to give us a setup like that.
Yeah, I only have my Titantron Life. Oh.
Titantron Live Raven's awesome. Yeah. And, I mean, speaking of Ahmed, we got this big, beautiful Ahmed Johnson right here looking stacked test prints again. These are not 100% finished with the articulation, obviously, but these are so good, and it is the absolute last time to pre-order, right? Before the price goes up.
Exactly.
Because once those prices go up, man, you're paying a premium, if you will. Yeah. So these are great.
These are great. They really. Yeah. I'm impressed.
And they even added the shoulder pads, right? They added the shoulder pads to the figure.
I believe so. I think Mitch. I think I seen a post with Mitch talking about the shoulder pads.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Great. Regime. Yeah. I mean, he's coming in with fire, dude. Like, and every time you see a new picture, you can see how much better his stuff has gotten. It's so impressed. Like,
yeah, look at the head sculpt, man. It is insane looking.
It is.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Really amazing. So
absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Can't wait for this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, check this out. Title Run Toys, TRT. We got a little update on the Johnny B. Bad, who's heading to pre-order next Friday. That's not bad news. That's good news, man. So I'm looking forward to these. These look so good. We got the blue variant, limited to 1 of 500 only. And, of course, guys, check it out. The community feedback has been heard. Your voices are heard. You're not the voice of the voiceless anymore. You guys have a voice. And Title Run Toys is listening, man. Adjustments are being made to the timeline. Adjustments are being made. Timeline's unchanged. And updated photos are coming soon. These look absolutely stunning. Look how good that Johnny B. Bad looks, man.
There's nothing I love more than hearing a company, you know, people saying what they want. And they're like, all right, we're going to fix it to give you what you want.
Yeah.
Like that's amazing to see these toy companies listen. Make the changes, and it's still going to be in the same time frame that it was supposed to be released originally. There's no more delays. So kudos to Title Run Toys, man. This looks great. It really does.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm Johnny B. Bad. Look how good that is. When you're hot, you're hot. I thought it says when you're not, you're hot. Or when you're hot, you're not. It's good.
Looks great. Absolutely. Yeah. Title Run Toys just continues to crush it, man. They really do.
Look at the accessories galore. Gotta love it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So good. All right. I think Midnight Thrasher's rocket. Oh, he just backed out real quick, but when he comes back in, he'll be ready to hop. All right. But let's keep rocking rolling, because I know Tom's excited about some big rubber guy news, and I'm looking forward to some big rubber guys. We got the throwout. Andre the Giant and Ric Flair repaints are live over at collectmajor.com. And we got Midnight Thrasher added to the mix. Talk about some big rubber guys with
them. Oh, they go.
What's up, man? Oh my goodness, look at these. Tom, come on, you are the big rubber guy.
I mean, I love the flare. It looks so good. I have the original suited, but like you said, it doesn't stand very well. So I hope they have fixed that with these re-releases. But the Andre, I mean, how many times have I said I'm not a fan of this Andre figure? But I do think it looks better with the fixed skin tone. But I still hate the pose. So.
I kind of don't like the arms look, now that I'm looking at it, like more in depth, like it looks a little goofy.
It's lazy because it's just the exact remake of the Hasbro and then one of those other little things. Like they didn't, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get it. I doubt it. $50 looks is a lot good, to spend on something that you don't love. And I have the other two Andres and I keep thinking about just selling them. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Big rubber guy turmoil with the Andre the Giant.
I tell you, it's the worst big rubber guy they did, and then they re-release it.
Yeah.
So
well,
and it's just my opinion. Some people
that flare definitely looks great.
The flare is so good, man.
I got the earlier one right here.
Oh, there we go. Let's show it, Mike.
Yeah. So this one's beautiful. It's such a good Ric Flair, man. Hold on, let me get that blur fixed up. There we go. Look at that. Like it's solid, man, and it's got the details, and it looks. These big rubber guys are stunning in hand, man. But his feet are really small, so he doesn't stand.
You know what they say about a man with small feet. Wait,
woo!
Gotta ask Ric Flair about that.
Oh yeah, but it is a solid figure. The repaint looks really. I like the two-tone collar on the repaint. Like
I do like it.
Looks good.
I definitely need it.
He does not. Now he stands perfectly fine on my desk. There we go. It's always when you're trying to show it off, right? But awesome stuff. Gotta love Big Rubber, guys. Clackmajor.com.
Also, the Rougeau brothers still up till the end of the month.
Flags in hand.
Flags in hand, as well as, I believe, those monster Big Rubber guys.
Yeah. So, they look cool. I'm seeing the people picking them up. They do look cool for what they are. It's still just not my cup of tea, man.
No, they're not for me. No. Listen, some people do love them, so.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's something for everybody. Not everything has to hit everybody, right? If they did, like, we'd all be boring.
And broke.
So, and very broke. I'm already broke.
Yeah. I'm already broke. That, like.
All right.
Oh, sweet Sapphire. Well, don't let the heat bother you. I know you guys are probably sick of winter, but the coolest thing coming out of February right now is our friends over at Boss Fight Studios with the beautiful Champions ice cream bars line, from Danhausen to British Bulldog to Hacksaw Jim Duggan to the one and only freshly WWE bound Matt Cardona, coming to you straight out of the freezer.
These always are frozen.
Always frozen. A little vanilla, a little chocolatey, surprisingly. It's fantastic. But head on over to bulletproof-studios.com to get yourself in on these before it is too late, because the Macho Man bar is sold like hotcakes. And I'm looking forward to seeing these in hand. They look awesome. They got little bases that come with them. And just, if you're a fan of the ice cream bars, if you're a fan of nostalgia, these are right up your alley. Look how cool those look, man. I love the Danhausen tooth. Everybody's got their own little gimmick to go with it, man. British Bulldog, you got the big thumbs up from Hacksaw, and of course the Cardona skull. Is that what we're gonna dub it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it works. It looks just always ready.
They make me miss the ice cream bars every time I see this. Like, I just want to go back in time and get one of these bars.
I'm with you.
So, but I don't know, do you listen to Stephanie McMahon's podcast? She said there was such a losing, like, they lost money. They were around for years, and then they come out and say they lost money.
I don't believe her.
I don't know if I believe that either.
She might be the boss's daughter, but she wasn't working finances.
But they
do look great. Love it. Shout out to Boss Fight Studios. You guys are killing it, man. So go get these while you can before you cannot, and get that Danhausen ice cream or be cursed.
The boss's daughter to the boss's husband.
There you go. She's not his husband. Yes. Whoa. I mean.
Oops.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back. Oh, boom. How did I lose them? There we are.
Hey.
Mike, let's introduce our new guest.
Yes. Well, introduce yourself, my friend. You're part of the Click. So let's tell people.
Go by Figs with Attitude, a.k.a. Midnight Thrasher. I'm the fifth member of the Click. I've been around in there for like 2 years now. So, pretty fun stuff, man. Good stuff that we're doing, you know, bringing the whole community together and just, you know, creating a vibe out here, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I was talking earlier and just saying how awesome it is when we get all these talented individuals together for something so cool and like so unique. You don't see it enough in the wrestling community, let alone the wrestling figure community, you know. So it's awesome. I'm honored to be a part of it, so I appreciate you guys for bringing me in on this. I do want to show off, before we get into our next segment, I'd love to show off some of the photos going up for here, man, because we got a lot of good ones, and it's we can't hide this beautiful, beautiful art. Are they popping up for you?
No.
All right. You are the... See, we get technical difficulties. let's try to just re-add the slides to the thing real quick. It's always fun, right? You spend all this time pre-show working and getting crazy.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
It happens. It's part of the fun, right? There we go.
Always.
Boom. They're processing. But yeah, man, we got a lot of talented people. We're, of course, shooting the Monday Night Wars. Here we are, propping and rocking. Boom. Check out this one from Click Toys, man. Super, super awesome. Gotta love. This is not Tom's favorite Goldberg. But what a beautiful shot. You gotta love it, man. It's so cool to see. Like, putting these figures into the artistic mindset. It's crazy, man.
Funny story about the Goldberg. We had all had a hard time doing Goldberg, man. He's obviously one of the most important parts of this era. but he also gets a lot of hate for certain reasons. So, like,
because he's a terrible wrestler. Yep. But
straight up, yeah,
he is. He is. You just gotta say it as it is. But Click Toys killed it, man. Such a great shot.
Definitely,
such a talented dude. He's from Belgium, by the way. He's from Belgium.
Wow,
like right around the corner.
So it's like the United Nations of figure photography.
I love it. Absolutely love it, man.
It started with like in the Click. We're from like California, Houston, Germany. Now Mexico. We added a new member. He's from Mexico. He'll turn. And DK is from the UK. So like a lot of international artists. It's crazy.
I'm all over the world, man.
That's awesome, man.
I'll forgive you, Goldberg, because you share the last name with him, and you are also a kid. So we'll forgive you for loving him.
Shout out to the G. What's up, bro?
Yeah, man. We're going to get to his. Here's your awesome shot of this amazing HBK, man. So good. Yeah, love the lighting. Love the effects on it. It's just a beautiful figure brought to life, man.
Definitely. So he also repainted the hair. It looks a lot more accurate that way.
Yeah. So that's cool. See, that's the other thing, too. Like, you add your own. That's the fun part. Is bringing in your own beautiful details and your own perspectives of it, man.
But, Matt, that's because you have pictures of your family. Yeah, that's the Goldberg memorabilia you're talking about. And Trailer Park Cinderella saying Ultimate Warrior was a terrible wrestler but great figures, and I can't even argue that.
Ultimate Warrior just looks cool, man. He just looks freaking awesome. It was coming from a guy from the Attitude Era, Ultimate Warrior was the one that stood out to me the most from the 80s by his appearance. So I would buy his figures, and he was like the only 80s wrestler I would have in my Attitude Era collection.
It's a good figure to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
There were a lot of wrestlers that looked like $1 million but were terrible in the ring.
I feel like we see that a lot less today than we did back then.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the talent is just so crazy what they got to do now.
100%. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, man. I think you have to be good in the ring now to even be a part of it.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Let's keep going. Look at this one. This is awesome. Nice little cheers between the Big Show and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Love the rattlesnake shirt too, man.
That's our boy Attitude Fix. That's our boy Attitude Fix from the Click. Shout out to him. He's in Hartford, the kid.
Hell yeah. Right in the homeland of WWF, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love it, man. It's so cool. I love everybody's different perspectives. This one was one of my favorites from Monday Night Era, man. Yes. So good. With the burning teddy bear in the hand. Like, so good, man. I love the details. I always wish we got an Inferno match play set.
Ooh. Well, Mike, we did get that Defining Moments cane that you could put on the Raw ring.
Yeah.
On there, so that's about as close as we'll get. And
I think Jax did something with fire, but it was like cardboard or something like that.
They did. They had, I think it was the Mick Foley.
Yes.
It was a Target exclusive Mick Foley hardcore playset ring, and it had the flaming table, but the flames were made of cardboard. I love that thing, man.
I didn't even know about that set until years later.
Yeah. I think I picked one up at Target for like $20 back in the day. Best.
Nice.
Yeah. Jax was awesome, man. They always took care of their fan bases. So good, man. I love this shot, though. It's so good. Even the Vince, like, come on! It's perfect, man. So good.
And
we got
the
this awesome
of the interchangeable hands.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, right here, too, you got Ric Flair hitting the Four Horsemen with the blood all over the place. Like, this is such an iconic shot, man. I love it.
JC Figs right there, man.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to JC Figs. He's killing it, man.
Yeah, he just joined, man. He just joined spontaneously and pumped one out like this, man. Such a great shot.
So good. So good, man. Absolutely love it. And then, of course, Mac Goldberg in the chat. Gracious. But the mind-blowing shot here, man.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
Yeah. I mean, even with the bandages.
All the details.
Yeah.
Every detail, even the little popcorns, tiniest popcorn you see right there.
It's insane.
Like, I love how the logo is on each picture. I feel like you should be making trading cards of all these and selling them.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I like it. I like that.
I mean, look at it. Look how good it looks.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Great idea.
This is insane. Like, I love what a great use again for the multiple heads, hands, and Matt adding his own special touch with the bandages on it, yeah. Foley's head. And it's awesome, man. So, so good. And I absolutely love the popcorn aspect. Cause like, who's got popcorn for their action figures? Matt Goldberg does. That's for sure.
That's why he's Goldberg. By far. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that, but I mean, so, so good. Absolutely love it, man.
Easy.
Yeah, kudos on not using AI as well, man. And this one's phenomenal shot of poor Virgil taking the diamond cutter from DDP from Zerpy _MD, man. Just so, so good, dude. What an awesome shot. And the DDP, man, he's a fun one to pose.
Yeah, it is. That one had a chase as well, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Never seen it. Never seen it in person.
Me neither.
Walmart distribution for you.
They probably Walmart. Had it at Smith Toys.
Probably.
Well, a little behind the scenes there, Matt actually blended popcorn.
All their pre-orders. I think Walmart shipped all their pre-orders over to Smith Toys. That's why the figures are so hard to find over at Walmart. It's crazy.
I wouldn't doubt that. I absolutely wouldn't tell that.
They need something to sell to Ollie's, so.
You're right. Yeah. Look at this one. This one's so, so good. Love the lighting on this.
Path the Collector.
Killed it, man. So, it's so good. And this,
yeah, he absolutely killed it.
This Triple H head is not an easy one to shoot with either, because you're kind of stuck in a few poses with him. You know, so like he knocked it out of the park. Love the all the aspects of it, man. Great lighting, great vibe to it. It really sucks you back in to that Triple H entrance, man.
Am I the only one that can hear his theme as I'm looking at the picture? You know?
100%.
So, so good, man. It's unbelievable. This one as well. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Love the in action shot.
Oh boy, Blitz Figs.
Yeah. Blitz Figs crushing it, man. This is such a cool one, though. Like, again, these in action shots are not easy. They're not an easy feat, man, especially if you're a very, like, you know, one direction shooter. Like, this is so, so good, man. And he's even got the ref with the hand on the head. Like, it's beautiful, man. Poor Kurt Angle. He's never going to catch a break. It's so good. But this is one of my favorite
figures.
Yeah, of course, which is great, man. It's good to see a good variety with the referees, especially from all the companies. But this, speaking of referees, you can see Earl Hebner running away from the action right there. But what a good shot. Love the Jericho on this. Super, super clean looking. Title.
Thank you.
Crisp, man. Beautiful, beautiful job.
Thank you. By the way, that head was done by TXT Custom. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, that was done by TXT Customs. That head right there, it was a custom made by TXT.
That's beautiful, man. I feel like Jericho, especially from this era, hasn't really like had a knocked out of the park head sculpt either. So this screams Ayatollah of rock and roll for me. I love it, man. It brings me back. I was there when Jericho debuted for WWE, and like what a moment it was to be in the building for that.
Whoa. So this,
like, It sucks me right back into it, man. Like, great, great job. Love the aspect and everything on here. Beautiful. And Bradshaw making the guest appearance. Gotta love it. So, so awesome, man. And then we got this bad boy, too, from Jay's Figures. In motion, jackknife powerbomb to Goldberg. Finally, Goldberg getting his comeuppance.
Yeah. That's what we want.
I love the face on Nash, and like it's just such a good shot, man. It's so, so well done, very, very awesome, man. I have so many talented people here. Like heel turn, look at this one, man. Like so good.
Oh, that's cool.
Very, very underrated team of X-Pac and Kane, I believe. This is so great. Gotta love
shout
the pyro
out to
too.
The newest member of the clique.
Heel turn.
Shout out to the newest member of the clique.
Angel, shout out to Angel, buddy.
So good, dude. So, so good. Absolutely love it. we got this awesome one too, man. It's a big foundation with the baseball badges sting, man.
Always delivering.
Yeah.
I love the ref. Man. Just blatantly knocked out on the ground in the background. And a great use of, like, the Bret Hart and everything. Like, this is such a good shot, man. And you don't see that Sting photographed enough. I think the Mattel Stings are super underrated, super, super great. So this is so good, man. Absolutely love it. Poor Stinger. This is one of my favorites. Oh, yeah.
Frankie.
Killer, man.
Insanity, man.
The Jim Ross Build-A-Figure. By God, I haven't seen him in a hot minute. Good to see him back behind the announce table over here. But, like, here's the Figure Toy Company staff in the background, too. So awesome. Like, just everything well put together. The water bottle, the soda can. You got the monitor on the floor. The cable coming from the camera. And, again, such good use of the Rock's extra hands. And the facial expressions. Like, just so well done, man. It blows my mind how talented you guys are. Then we got this
just
one
makes
too.
The
good
picture so much more real.
Yeah.
Oh.
New England Figs coming with the Hell in the Cell shot with awesome Kane. Great use of this Paul Bearer. Like so good. Yeah. I don't think we've seen enough photography of Paul Bearer in general.
I agree with that.
I love Percy, man. We gotta get more Percy out on our.
Are
we?
Yeah, I heard we're getting a new, I heard it was rumors, might be wrong, but I heard we're getting a red Paul Bearer with the black hair, like with a red suit.
Oh, that would be a good Build-A-Figure, to be honest.
Trailer Park Cinderella just said the same thing in the comments, red hair Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes!
I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it. But, somewhere I read it.
We don't talk about
these
here.
Excited for that.
Yeah. So good, man. And then we got some shots from the people who aren't fully done yet and haven't been shown off there. But this is a beautiful, beautiful shot, man. Love
that's
the nitro
awesome.
Stage. Who shot this one again?
That's Devitt Photography. His shot is up upcoming Sunday, this Sunday, and he's covering. I don't want to give too much away. He's covering another star from the Monday Night Era. And,
love it.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Nice.
Tune in to find out, right?
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely awesome. But that, I mean, look at you see his work here. It's phenomenal. It's the best Disciples looked in 30 years.
Cinderella said that Easy E's pants were never this loose.
You know what? That's very true. Very, very honest statement. But check out
After Devitt, it's your turn, Mike, I think. You're up in 2 weeks, right?
I'm coming around the corner, man. I'm super, super pumped, man. I'm not going to give away my guy, but I'm just going to say he's a little electric, if you will, you know?
Shout out to Daz. That's our boy from the Click.
Awesome. My goodness, man. The chain. This is like the ultimate American badass Undertaker. I'm loving it, man. So much. Killer, killer shot. You gotta love the detail, man. And then this is a beauty, man. This is so good. Love the way Penta and Dom are here. Smash it up. Little Christian ref in the background. And I believe this is Figure Kingdom, correct?
Yeah, he's closing the collab. He's the last one.
Yes. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Figure Kingdom, man.
Looking forward to
that. Can't wait
to
see. Yeah. I had to cough. Sorry. The cold's still kicking. But this is awesome, man. You gotta love... Love everybody's efforts here. Love everything. It's just an awesome community effort. Everybody's so damn talented, and it's so cool to see figures in a different light than just on a shelf. And it's one of the things that I love so much about collecting is the figure photography aspect of it. But everybody did such a phenomenal job. So shout out to everybody involved. Can't wait for the rest of the collab to go through. But you guys... all have killed it so far, and I I'm honored to be a part of it. I can't thank you guys enough for bringing me on this, man. It's super awesome.
Pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool that, you know, we bring the whole community together, you know.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be awesome, man.
All right, you guys ready for some ringside
like
news?
Everyone's so helpful. Ooh, yeah.
Let's yeah.
<All right. laughs>
The Ringside Roundup's brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done watching today's show or listening to it, head on over to Ringside Collectibles. After you've seen all the figures we talked about, we know you're going to want to go place yourself a big order. And when you're done and you go to check out, make sure you put in the seven letters, one word, F-I-G-G-U-Y-S, Fig Guys, and save yourself 10% on your order. And you know what? Nothing better than pairing up, saving 10% on top of a sale. And this week, we have a Valentine's Day sale happening right now at Ringside Collectibles. As you can see, the two lovers, Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio.
Picture.
I mean, I haven't even looked at the sale yet, but I'm sure there's some good stuff. And I know I'm behind. But.
There usually is. Missed opportunity to throw Brother Love behind them, though. Thanks, because I love you, Brother. But we all love a good sale over at Ringside. And listen, nothing better to give to your precious Valentine than a nice new box of figs, right?
And I know I'm getting figs for Valentine's Day from my wife, so I'm happy.
There you go. That's what's up. So head on over to Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com, and scope out the sale. You might fall in love with something new that you can bring home.
Just a couple of new in-stock items this week, Mike.
Oh, but new in stock, and I mean, talk about bangers. We got the brand new Ultimate Edition 30 featuring Seth Rollins, of course, Rhea Ripley in her finest gear to date, I think, in action figure form, and this beautiful, wonderful shirt ripping, no more on the beer can, Hulk Hogan.
we'll wait for unbox with us later, but.
Yeah,
this brother. Is amazing. I love it. What do you guys think of what they did with this Hogan figure?
It's pretty sick to actually put a sculpted shirt on it. Especially if you keep it mocked, it's going to look like so amazing. I usually unbox everything, so I'll probably use it to do some figure photography. But man, it's a great idea with that sculpted shirt. It looks so much better posed.
Definitely.
Take like a cloth goods.
It's
I'm usually a fan
from the
of cloth goods, you know? But...
Yes,
and that Rhea also. That Rhea is amazing. I just wish they fixed Seth's hair at some point, but also, like, the accessories are amazing. They're really knocking it out of park, all the Ultimates lately.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, this is a top-tier set. Ultimate Edition 30. I still got to get mine in. I ordered 31 before I ordered 30. How messed up is that? But so good, man. Can't wait to get these in hand. You guys can get them in hand, too. Use code FIGGUY. Save 10%. But that's not all, because we got Elite Greatest Hits coming at you. Our Greatest Hits 10, we're flying through these, man. But we got Bron Breakker, Dominic Mysterio, John Cena, and, of course, the great one, The Rock. This is a fantastic set. Gotta love the greatest hits, man. If you missed out on any of these, or if you're looking to pick up some freshly new designs, the greatest hits is where it's at, man.
Absolutely. They look man, so good.
I'm going to double press like Dom. I think I'm just going to stick like this for the rest of the show. such a good figure, though. Great, great set here as well. Yeah, gotta love Ringside, man.
Absolutely. Go take advantage of the Valentine's Day sale now and make sure you use the code FIGGUYS at checkout.
Yeah.
Again, I hit the wrong one. There we go.
It's okay. We like the pop buttons. Yeah, man. I'm pumped. I love a good Ringside sale. Valentine's Day, near and dear. We gotta love it.
Absolutely. Should we jump into unbox with us? You guys
want to? Tom, I know you are unboxing the most.
Maybe they could share what they got this week as
listen,
well.
I'm all for it, man. So if you guys are down.
Ooh.
I'm super down.
Let's get to it.
I already unboxed them, but I can show off some stuff like that.
Unbox with us. Holding Ric Flair.
Yeah, I mean, you don't actually have to unbox. You can just show us what you got this week.
Yeah.
Ooh. I got a bunch of figures this and last week, so
I'll pick out a couple of your favorites. I'll show you something I got that eluded my Walmarts. I got the John Cena box set. Finally, thanks to Nikki Choke of the On Hiatus Fit Cave podcast. But gave me a great deal in the major pod group Thursday night flea market. $70.
Wow.
I jumped on this because I did not find it anywhere. Haven't seen it on Walmart.com. Haven't seen it on Mattel Creations. This is a great set. I love the packaging. I love everything about it.
It is.
Yeah. Although the logo is kind of... Cena was never there for this logo.
But there was the word life.
The word life, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah.
True. I take it back. I'm an idiot.
They're tying it in. Don't worry. Remember, we're all a little goofy sometimes.
I finally got this on hand without having to pay scalper prices.
Yeah, dude, that's a miracle you got it for $70.
I mean, people help each other out in there, so thank you again, Nikki Choke. Appreciate you, buddy. Always enjoy talking to him when I go to the major pod events. I bump into him, and we usually just wind up talking. So
yeah, nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah. So what'd you guess? You guys show off something that you got this week.
Oh.
Who wants to go first?
Casey, you want to start?
What do you got? What do you got?
Come on.
I got this probably 2 days ago.
Nice.
Got them on sale, so I had to pull the trigger.
Oh, that's a great pickup. Clearance. Oh, I love those clearance legends.
That I'm talking, you know.
Dude, that's it's
probably Virgil.
Best way to get Virgil is on clearance, man.
He comes but he's with a Olive Garden gift card.
Oh, no. Yeah, and he's got the meat sauce suit on. He's in full gear, man.
I don't know about you. Like, do you collect LJNs or big rubber guys at all? I know you don't, Jules.
I don't.
No. I need a Virgil LJN or big rubber guy. Like,
I'm with you, man.
I do plan to get the Stone Cold, though. On the black card, it looks so great.
It does. It really, really does, man. I'm all about it, man. I wasn't like so gung-ho on LJNs until I got them in hand. And now it's just like I can't wait for Series 2. Can't wait till they announce Series 3. Oh, I'm so through the moon, man.
Turned Mike into the dark side.
Yes, you have.
He's seen the light.
I got all the card variants. We don't need to talk about it. It's a bad habit.
I might be right behind you once I pick up that Stone Cold, so we'll see.
I've got about four of each of the Series 1s.
So. They're so good. Oh, so good. Yeah.
All right. Jules, what did you get? Show us something.
Well, let me show you two figures. First of all, this...
All right.
Beauty, I got the new China. Such a cool figure. Like, actually, I got them both. I got the Monday Night Wars version and the SummerSlam version. Yeah, I think this is Monday Night Wars, I believe. Yeah, such a beautiful figure. And, of course, got to show off this one. The Stone Cold from the 3-pack. Such a beautiful figure. Especially with the... We finally get a cloth good vest. It's so awesome. I really hope we get this for future Stone Colds. Was I gone again?
No, you're good.
All right. I thought I was frozen again. All right, it's Stone Cold. So the whole set is just so beautiful. Also here, the can Shamrock. I think I showed the Brett.
Like, yeah,
that's one of the best Bretts I've seen. They finally got a good Brett sculpt. Yes. So.
I agree. Yeah. I can't wait to see it in person.
Same. Right? If my Walmart ever gets it in.
Yeah, right.
WrestleMania 13, man. Another one I was in house for. It's a trip, man, to see these figures come into life. And like, it sucks you right back in. But goodness, I'm super excited for that.
Part of a lot of good history there.
Yeah, man. Chicago got treated good in the early days, right? Yeah. But it's so cool, man. Tom, before you hop in, let me show off the one thing you did send me.
Oh, you did see? You did get something to see.
I forgot all about it. He was sitting on the shelf, though. We got the Final Boss Rock. Beautiful Street Fighter collab, man. I had to finish off Series 1. These are really cool. I gotta open them, but the collector in me is just loving the boxes so much.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to get behind it. But look at that artwork. It was so good, man. So good. But Tom found the Final Boss. So happy. Thank you, Tom.
Clearance section. And you know what? They're all gone. My Walmart has no more of them left in the clearance section.
I believe it, sadly.
Yeah. What are you going to do? But at least
Wacky Wally World. Yeah.
At least I found you that one. I also picked up this week to go along with my CM Punk top picks. It was top previous hits. Top picks. I was right. To go along with the Survivor Series CM Punk when they're locked in a shark cage. You've seen that amazing shot by Goldberg where he has them in there. It's so good. So I'm so glad I just love the detail on the faces and what they did with these. What a fun idea.
Yeah.
Gave me a reason to buy a Roman Reigns figure because every other one is the same. So
I was just about to say, what a way to sell a Roman Reigns figure. You pair him with CM Punk and you give him the goofy faces from the pay-per-view. It's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also got a ringside order in this week, Mike. We just talked about it in the ringside roundup, but...
Ooh, yeah.
We got the Messiah. Whoa. Well, I guess this isn't the Messiah version, but we got Seth freaking Rollins. Great, great figure. I feel like every Seth Rollins figure needs to be an Ultimate Edition so we get all the right accessories. You look at like these elites and they come in, like, why would anybody get that? This is where the money's at. You got to get the elites, the Ultimates.
I can't complain.
Freaking good. And I didn't get the Rhea because it was on back order.
Yeah.
However, I did get the Hulkster.
If I could rip my hoodie.
Oh
my goodness. So, and I only got one of these so far, but this is so good. I cannot wait. But look how great the back of the box looks.
Oh,
like you don't even know what your real picture is and what the figure is. Like, it's so good.
It's trouble when it looks so good, yeah. Mock that that you know you like you're already in love with it, and then you see it like out of the box. And this is an instant grab. So also, cool, man.
The new Winged Eagle title's in there, right?
Oh yeah.
It's a beautiful belt too.
It is.
Absolutely love it, man. So
one of
cool.
these days, I'm going to get one of the replica belts of the Winged Eagle.
Yeah, so. I got the Attitude Era, the what's it called, the round one. I don't know what the name for it is.
Ugly.
Ugly. I love that one. It's
big eagle, dear, man.
Whoa, hold on.
Is it Big right. Eagle?
It we can call it the Big Eagle.
That's
is
a good it? Name for it.
Yeah. Right, think he would like that too.
Anybody else want to show off what they got this week before we get to the main event of Unbox with us?
I don't know if I have anything else. Oh, Jules, wait, I do. I got one more that you took care of me with.
Yeah, let me get.
Oh, that's right, Mike.
It does feel good to be king because that's the first Haku figure.
Yeah, Haku, wow.
I've had in the collection beautiful. For a hot minute, man. And I love it because I'm starting to open up the LJNs a little bit. Here's the Tan Hogan with the Haku, man. Like, this is amazing. I kind of want to pose him like that. It's perfect, man. It's so good. But the Haku is immaculate, dude. It's so clean.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely love it, dude. Yeah. It's good to be king.
I also got another one.
Show up.
Hell yeah.
Goldberg! this is
so good.
The funniest figure I've seen in a while,
dude. They killed it. I love. I think there's a bigger want on my end for unique moment characters like that. And since that's a perfect one for Sid, and they did such a great job on the head sculpt with the two that it's like you buy it, you could slap that head on any of your other Sid figures and make it amazing, man.
that bag he came with kind of has a little weight to it.
Yeah.
Got that Sid yet? Yeah, that little bag has a little bit of weight to it.
That's cool.
Find these Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, Walmart.
We're always struggle busting on the Monday Night Wars, man. They still have the greatest hits series at my
jeez, it sounds like Walmart. It's Walmart.
It's nothing wrong with a little Walmart craziness, right?
Absolutely not. All right, are you ready? I'm not even being DX, but I'm excited for the package I got from Mattel today, and I can't wait to show it off because I need to get more tomorrow.
Yes.
How do I get it on that screen, Mike?
That is here. Hold on. Let's see if I could do it. Maybe.
Because I think you have the other screen up. There we go.
Okay. Well, let's just do it like that because
rid of this one.
Which one?
Remove the photos one. I think that's why.
It's gone.
Okay, now, nope, still not coming on.
I think it's because of camera. I think it adds it's like another person to the chat.
Oh, so we can't make it. I'm gonna have to go like this.
You just go full screen, baby.
Let's just go full screen.
Yeah, might as well.
New Ultimate Edition Jesse the Body Ventura. It goes for on sale tomorrow. Mattel Creations. Oh. This is the shipper box, dude. It is so good. I absolutely love this. It's about time we're getting all these Jessies.
Yes.
But I love it. Let's open it up.
100%
really
agree with that.
Great job with the packaging as Mattel like crushes it lately.
It's crazy, man. They do such a good job. It's so hard. I was trying to go right into the Jesse impression.
There we go, Mike.
They're welcome to Saturday night's main event featuring the one and only the Body, Jesse the Body Ventura. God, he looks so good.
Now look, you could reach right in there. There's no plastic covering him.
Wow.
I'm kind of obsessed with that.
Here's the back of the box. Jesse, okay. I got my Gorilla Monsoon ready to go with him.
I was going to say, well, he's in prime pose. Let me tell you something, Monsoon.
And you know what? Jesse was great with Vince and Monsoon. Like,
yeah.
I love them both ways. Like, Jesse was so good.
Dude, look at the wash on the jeans. That is so clean looking, man. It's an unbelievable job on
the jacket. So good. Yeah. The hat. This is Saturday night's main event, Jesse. Let's just, I'm going to have to see, do I have scissors here? Of course not. Why would I have scissors?
You could scissor it.
I'm just going to have to yank him out of here somehow.
Don't, you're going to Isaac yank him. Don't do that.
No, I would not do that. I need scissors.
I ain't got no time to bleed.
I'll tell you what, he is really packed in here.
As he should be, though.
It's not, no wonder why they don't have plastic on the front.
Oh, I wish I could just throw my opening scissors through the screen.
All right, I need to go get scissors. I do not want to break the figure.
Don't tear it down. Well,
you talk till we get. Till I
there
get
we
back.
Are. Yes, man.
All right.
The hype. These Mattel Creations drops, I think, are like amazing, and I love that they're keeping them in theme with the packaging and stuff like that. And, like, I'm not a mock collector by any means, but like I absolutely love presentation, especially on packaging. I think the last 2 years between Jazzwares and Mattel have been just absolutely knocking out packaging out of the park, man.
Goodness. It does. Yes. It does hurt me a little bit to rip them open when the packaging is really nice and unique, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the exclusives.
No, 100%, man. It's crazy. But like even these play sets, like that WrestleMania 13 set, it's almost too good to want to open. And like Piper's Pit, I'll echo that one too. The Piper's Pit looks so great in the box, but it's even better on the shelf. But it's insane, man. Like even these Street Fighter things, like they did such a good job. And like how they put the back flap that matches the arcade screen and stuff on it. Like I would never in a million years, if I was designing action figure packaging, to think of something like that. It's insane how well the team does on it, man. I gotta give them props, man. Always.
Yeah.
They had a lot of good ones. Like the Coliseum collection. Love how they do those dual set, like shipper boxes, and like it's they had that territory set where the box was like the old school 80s, 70s wrestling posters, and I thought that was absolutely just an insane way to do it, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones is the ringside exclusive Undertaker as Kane. How the box with the mask, Kane, that one's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
They pull that off pretty cool.
So, so good. And it's like, it's magic when they pull it off like that. Like, it absolutely really, really ties the whole set together. And I love it.
Sometimes you got to double up on it, man. You know,
yeah. Absolutely. I still haven't opened my Hall of Champions one just because I like the presentation of everybody like together in it. It's just like I want to shoot that Cena so bad. Yeah. It's like I can't bring myself to it. Did you find scissors?
The most useful thing to ever come into AEW crate.
I got mine. We can scissors. The acclaim's gone, but the scissors stay strong. But I haven't watched AEW in a hot minute. I do think the acclaimed has gotten back together in some aspect.
Really?
Or form. Yeah.
I tell you, this is hard to open.
It is hard, man. It looks like it's a hard package. We're going to get back on. I want to get you to the full screen while you're ripping it open. So people know not to cut their hands.
I'm doing it the lazy way. I shouldn't say the lazy way, the long way.
It's listen, because opening packages is becoming an art.
It really is. I just didn't want to like keep pulling on him and ruin the figure.
Yeah.
Here we go.
See, that's good enough to get him out of the box.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Here we go. Oh, look at here the back.
Go. Oh, that's so
that's
nice.
That's really cool. Now I can get him out.
That pops so well. I love the Saturday Night's Main Event theming. I wish we had like a Saturday Night's Main Event line almost of like little moments from Saturday Night's Main Event.
I've said the same thing. We need an Uncle Elmer.
I would take an Uncle Elmer.
All right. I'm definitely ordering another one tomorrow, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't.
Well, at least one, because you got to keep. This is so beautiful in card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To keep it mint on card as well as have a Lucy.
The amount of detail though that they put into this from the shoes to, like I said, the jeans, that it's just awesome, man.
All right. Free the Jesse. Here we go.
Don't throw out that bottom piece because it does have extra heads and hands in there.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oops.
Oh, look at him.
Look at this.
That's
Jesse.
So good.
Let's enter him. Wow, look at the detail on the jacket. Look at the jeans.
Yeah.
Let's rotate him.
So beautiful.
He's ready to tear down any cage match.
It is so good. Let's go. Like the microphone built in. We need the headset.
Yeah.
Here we go. We could do our own body shop with this. The most underrated talk show in the history of professional wrestling. But I love this. Let me pick up the hat and get the other piece I just threw somewhere.
Yeah, those other heads are. I think there's like a younger Jesse in there.
Oops, no, fell out.
Why didn't he just take a limousine from the steel cage?
Wait, I lost the hat. Oh well, I'll find it after. Oh, it comes with it. So I said we need a headset.
There you go, man.
It comes right with the headset. It comes with extra bandanas.
Yeah, the bandana looks where the money's at for me.
Very cool.
You almost need two. Look at that.
Oh, no, that's so cool.
Extra Jesse to Body Ventura heads.
There he is.
There you go, Mike.
I can't see my teeth.
Wow, I think this is my favorite. I think this one.
That's, dude, it's so good. Absolutely so good.
Absolutely. You got some closed fists, hands in here. As we've all seen 100 times, but you get the pointy finger, too. So Jesse, the pleasure was all yours, Mike. You got to say that. Like, you know, he's closed out the body shop with, but
the pleasure is all yours.
There we go.
I'm a built-in Jesse the Body soundboard over here. It's fabulous.
There we go.
Dude, they did such a good job on this.
Oh yeah. Meat.
So awesome.
I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
I'm with Goldberg, 2-3 to have one each way. That sounds like a Velveeta's promo.
I absolutely need to get two tomorrow now, Matt. Thank you for pointing that out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So good, man.
I love this figure. I love Jesse the Body and figures.
Again, yeah.
Like you said, the jeans look so good.
I could see customizers just buying it for the jeans. Like,
there's
some good paint apps going on there, man.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, you should watch the Fig Guys.
Right? You should be watching the greatest action figure show of all time, and that's the Fig Guys right here.
Let's switch the head out.
Do it. So good. Yeah, I'm loving it, man. I could see those jeans going on to Triple H. Give him that bag from Sid. Throw the jeans. Throw the Triple H on
there
that body.
Now there he's talking.
Oh, I'm looking at you, Monsoon.
So good. So freaking good. What a job by Mattel. It's not our first Ultimate. The Coliseum Collection was the first.
Yeah.
Jesse the Body Ultimate. But.
Which is crazy to even think that we got two Ultimate Jesse the Bodies so quick.
I'm not complaining.
I ain't complaining either, man.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Trailer Park Cinderella coming to test custom figure jeans. That's a great idea. Yeah, look at those boots.
Wow.
That's insane, man.
Snake skin.
Damien would not be happy to see these.
No, my Jake the Snake just went back into hiding, man.
So the details on this figure, man, they crushed it. This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, available on Mattel Creations tomorrow.
Right. Noon Eastern, right? 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yes, sir. And I think made to order, correct?
No. Can it be?
You don't think so? I think they said something.
It might not be in stock yet, but I don't think it's going to be made to order because they're already sending them out.
Listen, I don't know. No. They knew you were going to order one, so they just sent you yours early.
That is true. Oh, man, this figure is great.
So good. From the box to the figure itself, this is an absolute knockout of the park, man.
I tell you, we say that Penta figure might be up for figure of the year. We have a competitor right here.
We really
have a competitor.
Straight from the streets of Minnesota.
Hold on. Let me find a hat. I can't believe I dropped a hat.
I mean, I can. You're always bound to drop one accessory while you're opening stuff, right?
All right, I'm back. I found it.
There he is.
If you look at the hat, it's got the bandana coming out of the
back.
That's
so good, man.
Wow.
You could also use this on your Outback Jack Elite.
I was going to say, he tied a few kangaroos down.
There we go.
That's so great, man.
I love it. What Vince do you think would go best with this? The Build-A-Figure WrestleMania 3?
Yeah. I would say so.
I feel like I should put Vince and Jesse on the front of my 80s shelf.
You kind of have to.
Right?
Yeah.
So good. So freaking good. I could have Jesse in the middle, Monsoon on one side, and Vince on the other.
You know what you do? You take the cardboard backing that says the Saturday Night's Main Event with the curtains, and you put it next to your Piper's Pit, and you got a whole other play set right there.
That's an idea, dude, because I did not destroy this.
You could see him and Monsoon right in front of that. It would be beautiful.
Do, do, do,
there you
do,
go.
Do, 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 do. There we go.
That's so good.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you, Mattel, for sending this. It's so great. I recommend, if you're on the fence, get off the fence. You got to buy this.
Yeah.
Go to Mattel Creations tomorrow. Act fast, because I have no idea how long this one will last. You know, I would think this is going to sell out pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
So what a figure. What a job by Mattel. Mattel just keeps crushing it time and time again.
They have been, man. And you know what the craziest thing about that whole unboxing was, Tom?
What?
This is the first time and the only time you'll ever see Jesse the Body Ventura on screen with something that revolves the Acclaimed.
I thought you were going to say Hulk Hogan, but...
Hey, he's giving love now. It's all good.
That is true.
Yeah. What a great figure.
I wonder how I could open this and keep it neat.
You got to do some surgery.
Yeah, you got to be super careful.
Get an X-Acto knife. You can do the nice little blade slits and make it perfect.
I have them. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do it because I need to display it like that, just like you said.
I love it, man. So good.
We need an Ultimate Gorilla Monsoon now.
I don't disagree. I would take an Ultimate Gorilla.
And his joints, just to show off, we were talking last week about how tough the joints were on whatever figure I got last week.
Oh, that was the HBK Ultimate. Yeah,
the joints are much better. Okay, and then I tried to move the other leg.
That's a sitting leg, Tom. That leg don't move.
He's got to do some physical therapy. He's getting used to it. Wow,
he's got to work it.
The joints on the left leg, perfect. The one on the right leg, tight as could be. So, frustrating, Mattel. Get that fixed. Let's get that fixed already.
Yeah.
Let's fix our joints.
It's so good.
It is so good.
Maybe the jeans are just cold. He is from Minnesota. It's still freezing there.
I mean, at this point, it's freezing all over still.
Yeah, this is not the Baja's version of Jesse the Body.
New host of the Fig Guys, honorary Fig Guy, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Him and Mini Sam could take over for us when we're not feeling.
I think I have Mini Sam here somewhere.
Oh, now you can have, let me tell you something, Sam Roberts. You're like, whoa, hey.
I'm surprised. Like, I'd love to hear a Jesse interview on Sam or CVV.
Ooh, I would love to see Jesse on. I think he's too all over the place for him to sit down for a podcast.
Oh, he needs to, right?
Yeah, if there was a way to guarantee he could just talk wrestling.
Look at the details. Just hold on, let me turn the other camera back on.
Yeah.
Let's go make it big again. Look at the details. I don't know why this impresses me, but look at the belt.
I love a good painted belt, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Easily they could have skipped over, too.
Exactly. I was going to say, they paid attention to details with this.
Yeah.
Every little detail they crushed. And you could take the shirt comes right off. There you go.
That's crazy, man.
So good.
And he's proportioned.
He is proportioned.
Yeah. He's lean, mean, judging machine.
I'll take a bunch of pictures with the different heads tonight and post it up on our social media.
I can't
tomorrow
wait.
At some point. So
yeah.
Get some better looks at it before it goes live tomorrow.
Tom Jesse did CVV last year.
Oh, he did?
I totally... How did we miss that?
I'll have to go back and look for that.
Yeah.
Was it a good interview? It has to be, right?
It had to have been.
It's Jesse the Body Ventura.
I was going to say, there's not too many people there still top-tier talkers on the mic than Jesse.
That is the truth. And
awesome
So I don't
stuff.
Lose any of the accessories. I got my handy-dandy bags ready.
You got to get the bags ready, man. It's bags, or now they go on the shelf. That's what my new stand is.
Absolutely. I try to do this every time I unbox something so I don't lose everything. So.
It's awesome, man. What a hell of an unbox with us. We this is probably the most figures shown off in an unbox with us in a hot minute. Thank you to both of you.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hell yeah, man. It's so good. I love it. Now we got to go get our Jesse the Bodies tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Be prepared. He looks like he just crawled right off that poster you used to have behind you, Tom.
I was looking at that poster today, Mike. This is in my storage room hanging. And I was, so I was piling the bins up in there, and then I realized I covered the poster. Like it was
going,
like, oh, I can't do this. I need to let the poster be seen. That doesn't get to hide.
Yeah.
So
you can't hide the body, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Now he's stuck in plastic, so he's yelling, "Get me out!" Until I redo my 80s shelf this week.
Now you got to get a Predator figure to match the whole vibe.
There you go. There you go. So.
Love it. Absolutely love it. What else? You got anything else to show off?
That's it for me this week.
That's the main event, huh?
That's the main event. Thank you again, man. Mattel. Mattel Creations tomorrow, noon Eastern.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out.
Guys, plug the whole collab thing again.
Plug your socials, all of it, man.
Yeah, play and let people know where they can find it. So
yes.
So it's probably best to search for the hashtag the greatest stars of the Monday Night War, if they want to look to past episodes. But Devitt Photography, you can check him out. He's gonna drop his Instagram or ours. He's going to drop the post on Sunday. So you can always go to Jules Figures, to Midnight Thrasher. We got Attitude Fix. So basically the whole community is kind of involved, or a lot of them. So check out Devitt Photography this Sunday, or check out my Instagram, Jules Figures. It's going to be a collab post. So the post, that's the cool thing about the collab. It's going to appear on everyone's page involved, you know, so... That's the coolest part. So we all kind of get reach from it. We get attention. We all can comment on it. We can all interact with people checking it out. So it's probably the best way. And also,
just reliving the wars look for the hashtag photography.
Also, easy to find is hashtag click, basically collab and click, CollIQ. Exactly. Yeah, and that's how you easily find all the past polls, recent posts. Yep. Looking forward to four more episodes.
Plug all the members of the Click.
Oh, yeah, that's Attitude Figs, Midnight Thrasher, Jules Figures, Monday Night Era, and Decojo 89, and Heel Turn Toys. Yeah.
Our newest member.
Yeah.
Our newest member.
I mean,
member.
If you guys love fake photography like we do, absolutely follow all those accounts.
Yeah. It's. one of my favorite things every week is to see not only just the collab, but also like just what you guys put out individually as well. Like, there's so much good content. And if this is up your alley, man, this is up your alley. You're going to find some great stuff, man. I mean, you guys are always crushing it with the figure photography. And it's just, again, such an awesome thing that we all share and could do together. And it's cool that I so honored to be part of it. Wouldn't be with any other group of individuals taking photos, because it's so fun, man. But I love to see the community coming together and doing more of this stuff. It's awesome, and you guys are rocking it, and I can't wait for the rest of the collab. And you guys gotta keep stay tuned to the socials. We'll post some stuff on the Fizz Guys stuff too as well, man. It would be good to get some stuff out there and show off the photography as well. And of course on my socials, the @MikeBellcaster, I share every time they post. It's amazing to see, man. Instagram makes it so fun with that reshare button. It's it's the best, especially when you're running around and got, you know, kids and work and all that stuff. So blessed, man.
And we got four more episodes to come. We got Mike Bellcaster, we got Dennis Photography, we got DK, and we got, to close the collab, Figure Kingdom. So it's absolutely good. Like, four more episodes. And hopefully many more collabs to come. Like, we really enjoy this. It's like the best part. Like, interacting with the community, like helping each other, like with tips, with stuff like that. It's just the greatest. It's all about deep work. That's it. Like, that's
And the beauty about it is we're all reliving our childhood together through it, you know. It's like, yeah, oh, I remember that moment, I remember this, I remember that, and we just all just discuss it and stuff like that and have a good laugh, or, you know, or cry together if you want.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we had a discussion about Pepper, El Snow's dog, for a good couple hours a few days ago. And like, if you guys want to know how far into it we are, we're talking about Pepper, like, with love. Yeah, rest in peace, Pepper. Yep. So awesome. Thank you both for taking the time to come on here and like just getting the word out about it, talking all about it, putting over the people behind it all, because they deserve it with all the love and effort they're putting into this. Figure photography is not an easy feat by any means. Ooh. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when everybody's doing it together.
As a guy who used to be a photographer of real people for a living, it's very hard to convert to little plastic men.
that's the truth, man.
Thank you, guys, for having us, man. It was
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, really hopefully the beginning of more. You know, we can't wait. We love having the community be a part of Fig Guys, because without you guys, there's no us guys. Without wrestling toys, none of us would be here loving action figures, man.
Right on.
That is the truth. All right. We'll wrap it up. Thank you all for tuning in today. We do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to go to thefigguys.com. Make sure you're following us everywhere at Official Fig Guys, all over social media. Until next week, be well, be good, and good night. Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.